down in Carlisle, the livid lady, being most beautiful and gay, she was determined to stay a lady no man on earth could have betrayed, unless it was a man of honor, a man of honor, a high degree. Then there came two loving soldiers, this fair lady for to see. First one being brave lieutenant, brave lieutenant, man of war. The other being a bold sea captain known on the deck as Jack of Roses. Don't let me down, don't let me down, don't let me down, sweet love, don't let me down. Then up spoke this fair young lady, I can't be but one man's bride. If you come back tomorrow morning, on this case we shall decide. She ordered her span of horses, her command. Off they rode. These two did ride until they came to the lion's den. There she stopped, there she halted. These two soldiers stood gazing around for the space of half an hour. This young lady lay speechless on the ground. Oh, let me down, oh, let me down, oh, let me down, sweet old, don't let me down. Did recover. She threw her fan in the lion's den, saying, which of you can gain a lady will return my fan again. Then up spoke the brave lieutenant in a voice both loud and thin. Said, you know I am a dear lover of women, will not give my life for them. Then up spoke Jack of Roses in a voice both loud and high. Said, you know I am a dear lover of women, I will return your fan or die. Don't let me down, don't let me down, don't let me down, sweet love, don't let me down. Lion's den, he boldly entered. Lions being both loud and fierce, fearlessly he walked among them and returned her fan to her. When she saw her true love coming, seeing no harm to him was done, she threw herself against his bosom, said, here is the prize that you have won. Here is the prize that you have won. Here is the prize that you have won.